Okay. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is a special Grim Rants into the Heavens. I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's that?
And we're going to be going over some things, but first, we have an announcement. Well, Empress is gone. I know. Like, shout to the heavens. It's over. Hallelujah. I know that's what some of you are saying. Even my, even Revy was like, you know, I can't stand her.
Well,
like, he literally emailed me and told me that, and I'm like, dude, that's my sponsor, and he's like, I can't stand her. I don't want to watch any shows where she's on, even if they're informative. And I was like, and even she was saying, well, I'm sorry and all that. Well, anyway,
sorry, but if you keep repeating the same thing, how sorry can you?
Here was the whole thing. She sent me 55 messages. This won't be on YouTube. This is only here. But basically, when does this fucking start? Okay. This all started when she wanted to get into Drex's server. So I did a poll. I said, do you guys want Empress in? And there was no, hell no, oh God no, please no. And I had a little poll. And 10 people was the last that I saw said no, and 0 people said yes. Yeah. So, you know, that's pretty unanimous.
Do you want to watch a show while a construction crew's demolishing a building next door?
No. Right. And I said it's a pay server, and the guys voted on that. So it would be a hassle, and you'd get kicked out immediately. Okay, Friday, May 12th, she says, that is lame. Oh, well. They really aren't my kind of people anyway. Neurotic assholes who have to control others to feel better about themselves. Your audience isn't the audience I want to reach. They're unreachable. Too far gone for me to even care if they improve their own evolution or not. They just want to stay in a very distorted version of reality that is based on the ugliest parts of sex. I don't have time for such hateful people.
How often, I mean, we talk about sex, but we aren't like around the clock
talking
about sex.
No, not really. That is exactly why they can't get a decent woman. They hate so much that real women aren't even attracted
to
them.
I'm sure she'd know what a decent woman would be, wouldn't
she? Also, what exactly did I do to them that has them all pissed off? I never popped off or anything.
You talked over everyone trying to say a point.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be rude.
Yeah, no, be honest.
I mean, if...
You're here to be honest.
If something about you's touching the head, I'm sorry, but... nobody wants to listen to you yelling over everybody.
I can't stand that.
I can't stand it neither.
I said I had something personal that I wanted to run by the guys. You asked me if we could talk about it on air. I did say that, so I did. Then I was under attack for a long time. It was 2:00 in the morning, and all these men are acting like I was unreasonable and out of bounds. You were. We were trying to give you decent solutions. What the fuck? Like, seriously, this is why men are the most complicated beings on Earth. And I regret spending so much time in my life trying to be what men wanted me to be.
I will say that was the most womanly thing I've seen her do, is ask for help and then ignore everything. Or talk over, you don't know.
I should have said fuck it, and I should have used my looks and my charm to get a better life. Men are just angry that they have to work at it, and women can just marry into it.
Sometimes looks ain't everything, I guarantee you. You keep acting like that, you could be fucking whoever's fucking relevant right now, and I wouldn't give a shit.
Men are just angry they have to work at it, and women can just marry into it. But even that belief is bullshit, because I know plenty of dudes who do nothing but hit licks on single women and use them for a place to live, eat, and whatever. Plenty of dudes get paid for their dicks, too. All these guys want to blame something outside of themselves and control that thing instead of looking inward and controlling themselves. They are petulant, overgrown babies who hate their mommies. Honestly, staying up late for the show has been messing up a lot of my personal life, and I would like to keep doing it, but if you're losing sponsors because of me, then maybe it isn't the best fit for you. Also, you go through the articles really quickly because I have so many. That's because I have so many. Yeah. And we aren't ever really allowed to discuss them very much, it seems. Also, not being allowed to debate with undead and not being allowed on the server. Hoshioni hasn't been on. Feels like I'm getting boycotted.
You think?
Are you sure you even want to keep me on the show? I don't want to hurt what you got going on. It's your show. You could have stopped the conversation and said we would discuss it after the show.
Man, you said, so why, hold on, let's go, and she's right. Still yelling over you.
Why is everyone mad at me? Typical males blame everything on the women.
Well, when you watch a show and someone's in there and you're trying to pay attention, does it not get on her nerves for someone to yell?
This is what I said. Drex's audience are not my audience completely. That's true. I've only got a few guys from Drex's server in my server. Yes, there's a few guys in my server from that one, but Drex has a lot of people in his server. He also said no, and that's his server for his MGTOWN podcast channel. It's a pay server, $5 a month. He also has some of his ladies there.
He can't afford for you to talk over his shit.
Drex also has some of his ladies in there, and it might end up in a fight. Because if he has his ladies in there and they're talking
and they're
her crazy
sane,
shit, or, yeah, they're not gonna. They're probably also.
I'm guessing they're more sane. If
they are.
Likes them.
They are. There's real good women in there.
No, I've known plenty of women with decent heads on their shoulders.
Well,
just not the one we've had on here lately.
And I did say, I don't know, but you are right. My sponsor's not happy about it, but said sponsor. Well, I'm not gonna go into that. Well, let me know because I am okay with not doing it. It isn't what I thought it would be, and your audience is too far gone for me. I wanted to have more conversations about different topics, not just give sound bites over articles.
Then do your own show and see how that works out for you.
So it's cool. I don't have any hard feelings. They're just mad because they are too immature to get over their own bullshit and actually fix themselves on the inside. Yeah, maybe it's best for you and your sleep schedule to no longer do it. I have too many articles as it is, and that doesn't appear to be changing. Your friends are toxic people. You need to get out of city. I offer you a place to stay for as long as you need if you decide to get away. Life is much better over here. She's fucking asking me to come live with her. I'll go make the announcement. My friends are fine. I see nothing wrong with them.
She'll be like, what's her name? For Misery, Break Your Legs.
Yeah.
Make you write her next novel.
All of those guys are stuck in basic reality that I can't relate to. I'm just on another spiritual level. I didn't know what it was all about sex. I didn't know it was all about sex and stuff. I knew it was adult, but I thought there'd be more broad conversations and things. But these guys aren't even willing to see things from any point of view but their own.
You know what we are used to in our town?
Hmm.
People talking to imaginary people that don't exist. I saw it today. I went to the local store to get something. Dude was straight talking to his mama. I wasn't there. I looked. He didn't have a headset on, no earpiece.
Wow.
He was just standing outside. And I was like, thank goodness I'm armed. But
I don't mind being open and honest about sex or covering the topics, but the people you are close to keep secrets from their women, have alternate personalities. What? Care
She's
more
the only
about
one
domination.
I've heard with alternate personalities.
Care more about domination than love
bitch
and relationship.
And crazy bitch.
This is a path straight to spiritual death. You will never grow focusing on all of that bullshit. And that is all it is. A bunch of people with personality disorders not trying to better themselves as human beings. Not my group of people, not the kind of audience I care to deal with. They're the right kind of personality for narcissists and abusers. I didn't know men were so gross. I'm really even more disappointed in your kind now that I see the hidden aspects of you. Men are mean, complicated, ugly, hateful, and stupid. Jesus.
She is like someone with severe Down syndrome running around calling everyone retarded.
I am friends with all of my exes except two, the feminist men that I dated.
They're afraid to say no.
Why? Because they hate my guts, because they are small, weak men, the type that you spend most of your time with. You are my friend, and I'm sharing this with you because I care about you. You create your own reality. Your beliefs manifest into your everyday waking life. If you surround yourself around people who hate women and only care about sex, what does that say about the type of person you are? The only way we will ever solve the problems between the genders is for both to be receptive to one another. But these men aren't even receptive at all.
I would say no one in the group hates women.
No one.
Some actions that some women do
that we don't care for, but.
And there's definitely one that really. You know, when everyone's against you, what? One person, two person, three person. At some point, you gotta, like, is it me? You can't be saying it's everyone else.
Right.
That's the fucking sign of a
I'm a nutcase. Nut. Yes.
If you can't see it. But, what was it though? Ron White said, first husband, beat her. Second husband, beat her. Third, beat her. He said, after five husbands, maybe it's just you.
Right.
Why don't you learn to shut the fuck up?
Yeah. They want to keep society and evolution held back, as if the past was some sort of ideal to live up to. I'm working on myself, and I feel I got out of the show as much as I will be able to, because there's no room for change. I'd like to keep working on myself, and school is about to start soon. So I'll be busy every day and can't miss my sleep like that anymore, especially for dudes that aren't worth my attention. That's fine. They don't like me because I'm a threat to their hedonistic ways.
No.
They can't have men and women getting along. There must be division in this country in every way possible. I've no time for stupid little boys.
If it's hedonistic to listen what people are saying without someone screaming in the damn microphone, well then yeah, we're a little hedonistic.
Now, I said no. They don't like you because of a few reasons. One, you go off at the mouth too much and rant more than me. You have gone off and blamed men as well. She just did in those texts. You posted something about harming your children in my woo-woo room, and that was not cool. And what she basically said, she didn't say she wanted to harm them, but she said, you know, I don't like my kids. I hate my kids. They're bratty. They don't pay attention. Like, stuff like that the guys were just looking and like, oh, that, you know, it's never a good sign when the, and even if you did have issues with, like, your kid being a brat or something, why do you bring it up in my room for?
Venting.
Like, why would you vent in my room?
This
why wouldn't you vent
the...
to somebody, like, complete strangers? Like, I mean, yeah, I know her, but most of the guys, or most if not all the guys in there, never really met her or talked to her.
Go
so,
to Beat My Kid's Ass Anonymous. That I'm sure they'd love to have you.
And I said, you posted some... Okay. You greatly offended the religious men in the community by twisting the Bible around to make it fit your New Age beliefs. They take the Bible very seriously.
All she had to do is read the fucking verses I gave her.
A lot of
this Bible is misquoting itself, you dumb bitch.
A lot
I'm
of
sorry.
Yeah. Four. A lot of these guys do not care much for women who refer to themselves as a slut, be that ethical or otherwise.
No, I
they just don't want to have that kind of woman in their lives, even though Maya, who is a feminist and a sex therapist, has a polyamorous lifestyle, she's not go around referring to herself as a slut. They don't feel that women like that value themselves and have more respect as men.
Yes.
Five, they're tired of being belittled. You've bashed us, but you don't know us. Every man in there has his own...
How many times did she bash guys without...
Well, no, this is me.
Oh.
Yeah, these are my responses
okay,
to her.
Okay. I'm just a little heated.
Sorry. You've bashed us, but you don't know us. Every man in there has his own personal life. Drexel Server has 300 paying people. They paid money to be there, and if you end up in there, you might end up talking to a few men that might hurt your feelings. There are some savage older divorced men in there. They've been through it and then some. They don't want to hear about the power of love. They came into the server to shoot the shit because they're old, hard-working men. One of these dudes is an Alaskan trucker, and he ain't got time for bullshit. Finally, one of the guys who you greatly offended with your twisting of the Bible doubts almost everything you've ever said. He said you made up a lot of stories, and I've tried to back you on that, but he says you keep changing your story, and he just doesn't want to hear you come in there and talk a bunch of crazy stuff. These guys,
crazy people that misquote the Bible, don't be one of them.
These guys come and talk, chill, and vent. They don't care about higher spirituality. They just want to make it through the damn day. Going into that server is like a cold beer after a hard day of work. She says, I never posted anything about harming my children, never will, and they said that I misinterpreted, which I did for a little, but I will read what she said. I am an Orthodox Christian. It isn't New Age, it's ancient belief.
Orthodox Christian. Anything she said has not been Orthodox.
I looked up the definition of slut. It doesn't mean what you think it does. Those men are stupid.
What did her definition say?
Well, if you look it up, it actually does mean something different. But I don't think... But that's not the way people are referring to it, though.
It doesn't say anything about anal. No one said anything about anal, woman!
I don't give a fucking rat's ass about Drex. That man has serious problems. The only problems he has is he didn't want to listen to your shit.
Yeah, nobody wants to listen to that shit.
She says, and I quote, "Is it okay to say that sometimes I don't like my own children? My therapist says it's okay. But I have one of the most difficult children ever. She's such a girl and I can't relate because I feel more like a man. I don't understand the nonsensical depth of emotions. I just want her to get over it and choose happiness. Why is she always unhappy no matter how much I do for her? Is this typical of women or am I just asking the wrong crowd? I can take this girl on the most magical day ever and she will find some reason to complain and not be happy. What the fuck is this? None of my other girls were like this. Is it because her father left her in the care of a prostitute instead of his mother against my will and when I was not there? What the fuck is this human's problem? She's not being continually sexually abused like I was. She's not being manipulated. She has the most stable life out of all my children, so why is she the unhappiest? I hate life. I wish none of it existed. I regret ever making it life a reality. Especially humans. I hope we all die. How can such little terrible shits come out of my vagina?
Boy,
oh my god.
If
this is womanhood, we might as well never produce again. We are awful and I hate our existence. Then again, the only reason my daughter is traumatized like this is her father was a piece of shit and I believed him to be otherwise, so again, it's my fault. I wish I had never been born. And I said, a lot of men read that. And she said, oh my god, a lot of them read that I wanted to harm my children out of that. The men are fucking insane and you're kind of gross for being friends with them. Yeah, a few men were really sus when you said you didn't like your kids.
You're so wrong for
the ones who know who you are. A lot of guys on that server have never heard of you and they need clarification. No empathy at all. No trying to relate.
Yeah,
nope.
There's no context if they don't know who you are.
No conversations. What pussy ass bitches they are to sit there and talk shit about me behind my back and plant shit into my words without even asking me what I meant. I mean, if I was God, I'd wipe out humanity because you suck. That's what I meant, not
well,
my
thank
kid.
God's smarter.
Drex server is a lot bigger than mine. And why would you want to go on there if you have no respect for Drexel? You did ask to come into the server, but then you say you don't care about him and he has problems? Something does not add up here. She said, oh my god, men are so fucking stupid. Sometimes my kids act like assholes and I don't like them when they act that way. Not that I don't love them, I'd fucking do anything for them. I just don't like some of their narcissistic behavior. If people can't accept this sometimes, being
What's
a parent is hard.
Narcissistic?
And your kids are total assholes and they aren't realistic people. Well, see, she's doing vague posting.
She sounds more
she's
woke
doing,
besides crazy. If she besides the crazy.
She's doing vague posting, which is when you're talking about something that nobody fucking knows about and you're using like vague terms.
Well,
how are your kids being narcissistic? Like nobody knows your kids.
You're not relevant.
Yeah.
Stop fucking being nuts and acting like anyone wants to hear
you. She said you recommended me going on his server. I was just following up on that. Check it out, maybe for the sake of the show. I really have much more important things to pay attention to. A bunch of dudes wishing they could be narcissists over everyone in the world.
Well, they were wishing they would be narcissists. They're hitting, I think I'll be a narcissist. Yeah, there are or you aren't, bitch.
Well, we don't tend to view it as that way. You said everyone needed to die. Some harsh words about your children, even if not intentional, should not have been said in my server nor anyone's.
How
better?
Many times she said something derogatory and said, all men.
Yeah.
I don't even think the ones she's referring to are what she thinks they are.
You were better posting that on social media than my server. And none of them had the balls to ask me what I meant, pussies. No, I didn't recommend going into a server. Yes, you did on a show.
You gotta shut up long enough for him to ask you a question, dumbass.
I didn't even know he had a server. I don't follow his bunk ass. Well, I don't recommend that now, just in case I did in the past. I certainly don't recommend that now. I think you are a much better human being than the people you've been surrounding yourself with. If you ever need to get away, I guarantee you'll have a happier, healthier life here than in city. Plus, I've got some of the best friends in the world. Real humans, not assholes.
I wouldn't sleep around that bitch.
The guys have not been fighting with you, not because they are... The guys have not been fighting with you, not because they're pussies, because they don't have the time and energy to care. You brought a lot of unnecessary drama and fights into a server where it was usually very quiet. Many people can attest that my server was
very
normally
civil.
Quiet. and I can attest to it being a very quiet server. Yeah, it was me that brought the fights, because dudes are allowed to call me a hoe, a slut, damaged goods, and tell me they want to rape me, but I'm not allowed to defend myself, or it's my fault.
They'll let you go. They ain't gonna try to rape you.
Typical dudes, like, y'all need to evolve or just go start your own weird sex colony. What? I wouldn't have to fight them if they weren't so fucking stupid.
No one was ever fighting.
Sorry for being an American and knowing that I can defend myself against ugliness. I knew the internet was ugly, but your peeps are like radiation birth defects ugly. I can show you real people who are loving and kind and actually want to do better as a human collective. These people are too ugly for me, stupid and hateful too. They were just looking for any way to get
rid of me. I've never seen any of them.
To get rid of me from day one. They feel threatened and challenged, and they don't want to grow as humans, and maybe you don't either. I think we could have done something really cool, but your peeps aren't receptive. They are instigators and gaslighters. The ugliest type of men, just a notch above child molesters.
Fucking God.
I tried to reach them, but there's no compassion in them.
And
they're
she's
already
still steady calling everybody
dead.
Fucking names.
Yeah.
After she said, oh, I'm very understanding and I'll listen. She is a fucking
thanks for giving it a shot, though. I really wasn't sure what I was going into and should have done more research. And I just don't have the patience to be kind to men who are unkind to me.
I'd shoot it on her back just so I wouldn't have to let her guess the future.
I did too much of that shit growing up, and look where it got me. I should have played the shit out men and taken them for all they were worth. Men shouldn't complain about not getting love when they don't fucking want it anyway.
So she's saying she used to be more quiet.
Yeah.
So men would
I have found love, and I've found balance, and I'm pulling my happiness together. Sometimes I feel really depressed, and I have dark thoughts, but those are moments, and being free to express my pain and insecurity in the moment helps with the healing process. Well, you probably shouldn't do it in a server, like,
no,
that you don't
you
know.
Should get personal help with
yeah,
someone
talk
who
to
knows
your therapist.
Who you are.
She has a therapist. Don't put it in my server.
Although I think most people from that have their own idea of
right.
who you are.
I didn't want to share those deepest thoughts on any platform. It was more private thoughts. And why did you do it? Sensations and mindsets that I was wrestling with and struggling through. You men want sympathy for us women for all of your traumas, but you never offer it in return for all of ours. It seems like women have had to be men for so long that that all men are lazy, hateful, sexual deviants. Wow. She said, uncaring, blaming, and unwilling to look at themselves. In other words, these men aren't the type that are worth the time and effort it takes to get them to be to like me.
I'm sure there's many more successful men on the server than her.
I will not be a sheeple. I will not be submissive at times. I will not be a slave to social norms or societal expectations. I am here to advance humanity through spiritual evolution. I don't care if these basic-ass, bottom-of-the-pit men don't like me. They don't even like themselves. Like, the fuck?
Oh, I love myself.
They would rather live in a world of fantasy than actually ever touch the beauty and fullness of being a human being.
I love other people.
If these men are so religious, why are they following you? And isn't that kind of a double standard? They can tell me they're going to rape me, but I'm not allowed to say that. My kids
who
get on their... Who's saying this?
I guarantee you.
Nobody's fucking said this.
You're like George Carlin. Why are the women always afraid of being raped, the ones you wouldn't want to touch in the first place?
But I'm not allowed to say that my kids get on my nerves sometimes. What kind of fucking world are they living in? Sometimes I'm an asshole and I don't like the way I'm behaving, but that doesn't mean I don't like myself. It means I don't like the way I'm acting. Same with my kids.
Nobody else does neither.
Sometimes they're spoiled assholes and I can spend the whole day trying my damnness and spending all the money I've got. And it still isn't good enough to keep my child happy.
Sounds like she's just going to keep resenting her kids.
How the fuck am I supposed to feel about that? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. I need to take these kids on a mission trip to Africa so they can learn how good they've actually got it and stop complaining about basic shit.
I hope
my
she
child
tell them to
whines
that she can't stand them. That
and fights with me
horrible.
Just to get dressed in the morning. She fights with me about literally everything. It gets exhausting, and sometimes I really don't like her attitude and behaviors. That doesn't mean I love and adore her any less. It just means I'm tired of being treated like I'm not enough. Damn, a lot of personal fucking problems on here. If I am not allowed to be human enough to admit that sometimes my kids are little assholes and your friends have no sense of humor and are the most judgmental pieces of shit I've ever met. Right. Worse than Christians.
Okay. Oh, and she claims to be a Christian. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I have a clan of friends, men and women, but it is the men I get along with most. These men aren't men. They're sorry excuses for human
sounds
specimens.
Sounds like the men at Tolerator aren't men. That
a
much.
Waste of consciousness.
They sound a little
thirsty. I don't
thirsty.
Know what kind. Yeah, they might be. I don't know what kind of woman would be willing to share a man, but they're disgusting to me. I don't know why it is okay for men to date multiple women and not call themselves sluts, but women are called sluts if they have sex with more than one man.
I
am trying to take back the power of that word. There's no male equivalent to the word. It's incredibly offensive and often used to shame, humiliate, and blame women for the exact same shit that men do and would do if they were women.
Nope, not a problem with the woman working in the workplace or doing
like
anything
I said,
like that. But yelling like a crazy bitch, I don't know too many men that do that.
Like I said, I believe you are a better specimen than the men you've been surrounding yourself with. I think you just need to get out of that area and meet some real people. I re-extend my invitation to come here and try something new. Free place to stay, good friends who actually care about you, cool people, and things to do around. Now, it's like, I know you've got issues over here, but even if you wanted somewhere to vacay, you're always welcome here. These men just don't know how to handle a real woman, that's all. They're still little babies, spiritually and evolutionary speaking. I never liked men like that. They're hollow, empty, selfish, and one-sided. I hope you don't turn into the company you keep. I've seen too many guys fall away and give up. I hope you will evolve too. Here we go. The patriarchy has been the presiding influence since the invasion of my people hundreds of years ago.
I know she's the most woke. Dumb bitch.
If you men don't like the world that you created, then it is your fault, and if you men cannot accept that, then there's a damn good reason women are trying to
get
rid of you.
She shouldn't hate the world she created for herself. I hate to tell you. If you're fucking driving everyone away and then like, what's wrong with you? Listen to what I have to say. Fucking keep letting life be a box of chocolates to you, you touched in the head.
I have no hope in your generation. I have hope in the future. These toxic people aren't worth my time or concern. I don't want to be dominated. I don't want to be raped. I don't want to be blamed. I don't want to come to an understanding and a mutual reverence. I want to come to an understanding and a mutual reverence and respect. There's nothing wrong with that. It is only your audience is unreceptive. I don't know when your server. I don't know who in your server thinks they know me. But even if they were one of my exes, they would never be able to say that they really know me at all. This just proves that men are even worse than women. I can't believe I sold out my own gender in defense of your kind. This experience has only radicalized me even more against men. Like, if I wasn't absolutely disgusted before, it makes me want to vomit thinking about it now.
Oh, believe me, all the men that listened to you started sharpening their axes.
Oh my god, yes! And I think a lot of these guys have attested that you're the red flag, that she was literally the red flags that they were talking about.
I bet
about.
You cured plenty of thirsty men. They hear that shit, so ain't nothing worth that, vagina.
Them are nasty. I don't see you that way, though. Maybe I'm a fool. Slut means sloven. It can be applied to male or female, but it's commonly used to refer to as slut women.
Well,
yes, I am sloven.
You know,
I am
fags,
at the point
a bundle of sticks don't mean that's how we use it these days.
I am at the point in life where I don't care how I look, I don't care what anyone else thinks, and I don't care how anyone expects me to act.
I believe that
fits the bill for sloven. I don't want to spend hours doing my makeup. For what? For men? No, thank you. I don't have money to spend on my own clothes. I wear the same thing a lot.
Oh,
I'm often dirty because I'm covered in baby vomit, usually. Like, these women are so small-minded that I can't even deal with the insanity. There's no room for discourse. The men are right, and I'm always wrong. I don't need that. Spend a lot of time healing from that and getting away from it, and forgive me for being triggered because I realize most dudes are exactly the same. Basic ain't worth shit. Through all my love and loss, there's one thing I've learned above all else, and that is to never stay silent again. I don't really give a damn if anyone believes me or not.
She's
gonna
lose
matter
a lot of friends.
Because one day, all the evidence that I collected and gave will be made public and everyone will finally see the truth. I'm not worried about hateful ass... Well, listen to this. He says, all the evidence that I collected and gave, it will be made public and everyone will finally see the truth. I'm not worried about hateful assholes who want to destroy women because she offended them. Like, damn, let me get you a rag so you can wipe the sand out of your vagina. She's taking a cue from TFM on that.
I tell you.
God, I am telling every woman to get a vibrator, a good romance novel, an adorable pet, because being alone is so much better than dealing with the type of men that surround your Discord. I'd rather be a nun for sure. An orthodoxy...
you gotta
know
the
my,
Bible before you become a nun,
my Discord is really quiet. There's not a lot of guys that talk about much at all.
I have not heard a real...
There's not even a lot going on.
Bastard, none of them. Everybody seemed really nice. I enjoy hearing from a lot of people in our...
Okay, in Orthodoxy, every human is a living icon of Christ. Do you comprehend what that means? We were created and are meant to be like Christ. We were created in His image, and even the worst of us are worthy of redemption. My ancient beliefs with the thousands of years of backing from countless saints and patriarchs that you call New Age give me so much more compassion for humanity than I could have ever evolved on my own. These supposedly religious men aren't religious at all. They're deep fakes. And forgive me for feeling depressed with the state of the world. Maybe if I don't listen to bullshit clickbait articles that are meant to keep us depressed and hopeless every week, my mood would be a lot better. What you pay your attention to is what manifests your reality. What do you want to choose, Grim? A group of men who don't actually give a rat's ass
about you?
A pathway straight to more despair and loneliness, or do you choose to live? I, for one, am choosing to live. Maybe with the monkeys evolving more... Men like that will have a greater selection of wifey material. I doubt it, though, since all those men are expecting the unrealistic. Now, let me be honest. This stopped at about 3 p.m. This resumed at 6:17 p.m. So she waited 3 hours later and went again.
I forgot some more paragraphs and books.
I am so happy with my relationship and the trajectory of my life. I can only offer you a safe place to get away from all the foolishness once you realize what you're doing to yourself. I care about you very much, and I hope to see you in the future much better off than with these assholes. Little children don't make up sexual abuse stories. That isn't even part of their imagination. Well, that's true. If a child is showing symptoms of being over-sexualized, it's not because she was born a hoe, it's because she was raised to be one. That is actually true.
Didn't
she's right
she
on
say
that.
Something
yeah,
about
yeah
doing
she did say
with
that.
A kid that was...
No, that something happened to her as a kid that...
But
yeah.
She said something about her own kid, I thought, at one point.
Yeah, but not her. Somebody else that was...
Somebody else.
There are actual police reports about the abuse that I committed on other children because... What? There are actual police reports about the abuse that I committed on other children because it was happening so often with me that I thought it was normal. Now, this must have been when she was a young girl, though.
Maybe.
That's not good.
Specified and let people that didn't know who
right.
she was.
That doesn't make me a bad person. It makes me a child victim. She does say, yeah, she said
she
was a kid.
I mean, she was a child.
It does. And it's a disgusting...
There's parts of her life that I do feel bad for.
Right,
but
absolutely.
When she starts, name calling and
going, yeah.
You could tell she had no growth from any kind of advice she got on this program.
That doesn't make me a bad person, makes me a child victim. And it's disgusting men like your audience that keeps the abuse going and keeps the women and male survivors of sex abuse silent. Really? There's a lot of people, like, we have sexual content, and even some of that content may get rough. But that doesn't mean that we condone any of the violent content like in Errol Gay or anything like that. I don't condone the stuff in Dead End Aegis or Starless or any of these other games. They're just games. That's called non-con. It's something that people do when they're in a committed relationship and they want to have that kind of role play.
And notice
it
how
doesn't
she's
mean,
she's the victim, too.
Yeah, it doesn't mean at all that they are, saying that this is okay, that women can be raped or men can be raped. We're not saying we condone any of this.
No.
It is all fantasy non-con. It is all consensual. It is all 18+, and it's fantasy content. It's not, if I have to get Maya Chan, which I'm thinking about getting Maya back on the show because I want to talk with her about all this.
Now she would have more for a reason.
Yeah, because she also like she actually understands a lot of this stuff, and she understands it from a clinical point of view. So when you explain things like non-con, she's like, obviously we're not giving credence to actual rape victims or saying that it's okay for people to be raped. It's never okay for people to be raped or groped or touched or any of that kind of thing. That's not something I would ever condone, no matter how crazy the game gets. There's a lot of times where a game has gotten to the point where I don't even want to see it. I'm just going through it. I'm doing the voices and I'm just going through the motions, but it doesn't mean I'm actually promoting it.
Call of Duty all the time.
Yeah,
Does that mean we want to go out and
yeah, absolutely.
Kill some krauts? No.
Right.
Although.
Right.
Krauts are bad.
We have Germans in this server now.
I'm part German myself.
Yeah.
I'm half German, half Jew. I'm so self-loving, you couldn't believe it.
I have never hated men as much as I do now that I've met your audience.
I find that hard to
believe. Who are all these people? What is she reading? They have not even been talking to her.
No.
They are disgusting people. Maybe that's a reflection of you, too.
Like I said, too, a schizophrenic.
The dudes that are offended by me saying that sometimes I don't like my kids. They've either never had kids or they've had a wife to deal with. Or they've had a wife to deal with all the bullshit that kids bring. Kids are dirty, disgusting assholes. I love them, but these are the facts. Those who can't handle the facts of reality should just yeet themselves and do the world a favor of not having to put up with their bitch asses. It would be a much better place. There hasn't been a real man on this planet since before and after Jesus Christ himself. All other versions are pathetic copies. Pathetic because you would rather blame women for the world you created than accept responsibility for what you have done to humanity.
I've never talked to her for shit.
Drex is just a self-hating sellout.
He tried to give you solid advice and you fucking
that you all worship as if he was some god. He is ugly and probably smells bad too. and he has.
Ooh, that was a low blow.
That's literally going back. You're ugly and you smell bad.
Well, you probably can't cook, and you're mean to your kids. What are you good for?
He has a vest pool for disease. Disgusting and not even worthy of eating at the table. Good, great. You don't even know the man. I'm not saying we worship him, but my God, he's got better demeanor than that. Gross, and have fun associating with abusive assholes like that.
Now,
people like that, she says, are a dying breed, and I will dance on the graves of those deceased. There is no room for backwards.
Every Wednesday, she goes to the cemetery.
Drex is as backwards as Mississippi.
This is a man's name. Starts doing a jig.
Listen to this. All of my comedian friends that I asked to watch the show say it is a lame, nerdy dude. Lame nerdy dude show,
well,
and it will never go anywhere.
Successful comedians, then.
It's a lame nerdy dude show, and it will never go anywhere. So I guess stay the same and be a slave to the system you feel a part of. Okay, first of all, the show wasn't meant to be some big, huge freaking thing. It's just something where we have an audience, we talk about articles, and everything that does better is the comics and the adult games, the AVNs.
If it got a little larger,
that's fine, but we're never going to get like...
No, I didn't figure it
out. No. But remember, if you need to escape and make a change, you're welcome here. These guys are disgusting. They're not worth a moment's more of my time. They're solid. Sorry excuses for men, and I've never been more disgusted by your kind than now. I'm sorry. I thought you said you wanted to get more views and you wanted to get paid more. Forgive me for trying to help you accomplish that goal.
Good Lord. It's like you're like, I'm going to help McDonald's make more money and then you burn down the fry later. What the fuck's wrong with you?
My sponsor's even like, I can't do this.
You go into a pizza place, we're serving meatloaf only.
Clearly
from now
you
on,
care about
you're gonna fucking kill everybody.
Clearly you care about remaining a slave to the manosphere who cares nothing about you as a human. I doubt Drex would even notice if you disappeared. Never mind the chick that has been checking on you all these years, who has never made a dime off you and has only tried to help you when you were struggling. What?
No.
Forget all of that and worry what some polygamous dude has to say. He is ugly, nasty, and most real women want nothing to do with a disgusting man like that. You don't even know this guy. But align yourselves with those demons and become a master demon yourself. I don't have time for the unrepentant. And that's all she had to say.
Now, understand, I do not hate Empress.
I mean, neither.
There's plenty of reasons, and I kind of pity her. Because, first off, she'll never have another viewpoint beside her own because she doesn't listen to anybody from what I got.
Yeah.
And if she does know a comedian, I doubt they're successful because I think I've heard plenty of funny shit. I think this fucking letter's the funniest thing she's ever done on the show.
This is crazy. But, I mean,
you don't hate the mentally challenged. You cannot like them. I do not like anything she's been representing.
Like, yeah,
that would
be... Christianity.
you know, her saying all men are rapists and saying this and that when they hadn't said anything, the same reason everyone else says people are bigots, racists, and everything else. It's, she fucking calls out a whole group of people without having a clue about them. Now, she's over-talked everyone in this group several shows now.
Yeah.
Probably had some people like, do I want to come back to this?
Yeah, that's the thing. We already had, yeah, I mean, we're inviting them back. I've even told them, you can come back. Oh, yeah. I know Hoshi will come back, and a lot of other guys will come back. Yeah. I mean, they just didn't want to go on with her. And there were guys that didn't even want to come into the, there were guys that didn't even want to go into the open mic because they was afraid she was going to jump on.
Well, I mean,
She alienated more people, and then she's saying, they're the problem.
And hate women because of her. She does not represent all women.
No, she doesn't
women.
Represent all
like
women.
One person told her the cold hard truth doesn't represent all men. Although, the cold hard truth is what she fucking needs.
You know what? Whip said one thing, and I don't think he'd have a problem with me repeating it.
Yeah.
But he basically, took what I said and he understood it. He basically said, hold on, just give me a second, I'll find it.
Yeah.
He says the intent was good. At the end of the day, Empress merely wants attention and self-destruction that feels good in the moment. She's got an addictive personality. If it's not drugs, it's validation. We wanted to hear what she had to say, but whenever she'd kick it back to us, she'd freak the fuck out as soon as we'd say something she didn't want to hear, even though she asked us what we thought. Other times, she'd just start a fight out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Let her implode. She's not worth it.
Yeah. And I mean, if I never hear from her again, I am not going to shed any tears or lose any sleep. After this, I probably won't bring it up unless it's relevant to the conversation we're having.
But I am going to do one thing. I am going to share the video with Maya. I just want Maya to the one video where she flipped out. I want Maya to hear that, because Maya, of course, is very sex positive.
Well, I mean, you can send that to her and she can review it. And
yeah, I want her to look at it. And I want her to look at it and kind of just, like, you know, this is what we were dealing with.
I'd
and we want
to
show that,
My
you know,
Chan, not Empress.
Yeah, that women are not like that. And it's crazy that, I mean, even when she had good points, even when Empress had good points,
yeah,
she would go into this other stuff. And to be absolutely fair, she was all right with some of the shows that she had done, especially that last show that I just posted today. Now, I noticed that she was muting herself unless she had something to say, and I'm like, good, she's trying to be professional.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, she's like, well, I just don't want to do sound bites. It's like, well, that's the show. We literally talk. I go through articles and we talk about them a little bit.
Thing.
The articles are the thing.
It's kind of like a rational version of The View.
We just go through the different articles, and that's the thing. And I mean, sure, maybe we're Manosphere adjacent, but we're not going in there and say we're not doing the Alpha Bro shit. We're not doing that kind of stuff. We're not doing the Rolla Tomasi. All that kind of, you know, because that stuff's out there. I mean, we are showing you what's going on, with the world, with different women, with all the crazy stuff that's going on, but we're not going out there saying, oh, you gotta bang all these hoes and all that. Like, we're showing you how things are just getting crazy, and how the simp inflation is just, man, the articles I've got just today of how these men are just paying so much money to these young girls that they're able to, there's a woman, I'll talk about this on next show, but basically, she's made $500,000, and she says, now when I'm bored, I can just go travel the world. You did that. You took some entitled young thing wearing makeup, and now she's literally almost a millionaire.
I mean, what are they doing for you at Benefits
What
your
are
life?
They doing?
Porn is free.
It's ridiculous. I'm not getting it. And well, it's the girlfriend experience. She's pretending. They're pretending to be girlfriends and all this bullshit.
You could imagine that. Ask Empress. It works for her. She's got an imaginary boyfriend she won't let watch porn.
Yeah.
See how long that lasts.
Well, she's got a boyfriend, for sure, but
he's so thirsty that he don't know better.
I don't know. I don't want to say anything about him, but he is a real person.
I know he's a real person, but how long do you think someone's going to put up with someone that whatever I say goes, I'm going to do what I want to do, but you can't watch porn?
And she caught him, and then that was the whole thing. Again, we'll see what Maya Chan has to say about that. I definitely want to bring her back on when she has time. Because, you know, I have had her watch a few videos and stuff every once in a while. Maya Chan's always been very good about it. I don't bother her that much. She just goes ahead, you know, every time I find something.
You know what is funny? He's just watching porn for the same dialogue. I can imagine having a full conversation with a woman without her shouting in my ear. that's so fucking hot. And then she's like, what are you doing listening to these same women talk? Nothing, honey. Yell. Don't let me get a word in edgewise, bitch.
Now that's prime comedy right there. Oh, man. Okay, so, without just clarifying... That's what she wrote, and basically, she's gone, she left. It wasn't necessarily a kicking out, but basically, I did...
It was a mutual exchange of words.
It was a mutual thing, and I basically kicked her out of the server, and, you know, anybody else that she had in there. I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't nobody was going to report. I don't know.
I don't think anyone really cares at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't on anyone's favorites list, for sure. I don't think she's going to be on anyone's
favorites. Yeah, and she alienated a lot of people. And
alienated herself worse than anyone. If she ever does start, who is going to listen to that shit?
Even Nia was coming over talking to me, man, she's doing some really crazy shit. I'm not going to talk about it, but...
I do have a schizophrenic friend. It's one of my friend's brothers. Now, I've always told him, if you wrote down what he said in a week and walked around with a recorder or strapped it around his neck, you'd fucking make $1 million out of some of the shit that comes out of his mouth. But he's a dude. Apparently it doesn't work the same for schizophrenic women. Because I ain't listening to her anymore. I probably won't ever listen to a schizophrenic woman again.
All right. I think that solidifies it. Okay, with that, I guess we're out for the grim rants into the heavens, and once again, she's out, and we're gonna try to resume civility.
Happy, joy,
civility on the next show. So I'm out, and enjoy.
Enjoy that fucking decline.
No, not talking about that. I'm not doing that. I said enjoy the rest of Masturbation Month, because remember, we are going to continue posting all your good AVNs, all the eroge. I'm going to go into a lot of eroge. I'm going to make sure to hit the nukage up.
I think I'm going to break my old record tomorrow.
So we're going to
Masturbation.
So I'll be doing the nukage, AVN and nukage. So we're going to have a bunch of that, and no real plot stuff, just full-on fucking sex scenes and all that crazy stuff. And then 28th comes in, May 28th. That's National Masturbation Day. We're going to have a real crazy day. There's a lot of stuff that's going to go up on that day. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grim Rants Into the Heavens.